Little Shop of Horrors.
Bonus episode.
I forgot the name of our podcast while I was singing that. It's too long to cram into that song.
No.
Little Shop, bonus episode. We really like musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast.
How about just saying like WRLM?
Bonus episode of WRL. No, still too confusing.
Bonus episode. WRLM, bonus episode.
I don't like that either.
Bonus episode. We really like musicals. Bonus episode.
Okay, that's better. So, cool. Well, guys, you might be thinking, what?
Huh?
What is this, a bonus episode?
What?
Who? I wasn't expecting this.
Where am I? Are you my mom?
Dadu? All these questions might be popping? All these questions might be popping into your heads. And folks, you have a right to ask all these questions because we've never done this before. And we don't know quite what we're doing yet. We're figuring out as we go. And so what warrants a bonus episode? Well,
you're under arrest.
Different kind of warrant. Or is it the same kind of warrant just used in a different context? I don't know.
Color me intrigued.
Color me intrigued, she says.
I don't know.
So recently, Elise saw Little Shop of Horrors live, and we thought, you know what? This needs to be talked about on the podcast. Now, we've already done a Little Shop of Horrors episode, so we didn't really want to, like, you know, talk about the same kind of thing, like favorite songs and all that stuff like we normally talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But we did want to say, like, hey, what was the experience like? So this is basically a reaction video. I think we're going to do several... I think we're going to do several more of these in the future, you know, when we see things live as they come out. We might not do a specific episode for that musical, but we might do a reaction video just to kind of tell our story. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story. So this first bonus episode we've ever done, we thought, Little Shop of Horrors, here we go. Let's do it. Elise... you saw Little Shop of Horrors. Now, you saw this. Tell me. I don't even know. Tell me what even, you know?
Can you ask 8 more questions and then I'll tell you?
I don't think I can.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm not sure what the question is.
Yeah, I didn't really ask
the
question.
But basically.
Just what'd you do?
Basically, what I did do, when we did our episode about this
Little Shop of Horrors.
I keep wanting to say Rocky Horror. Nope. Not the same thing. When we did our episode about that a long time ago, I called up my brother and I said, brother, listen up. You gotta see this movie. And he was like, And I was like, no, you have to. So I showed it to him. So fast forward months and months later, and he realizes that this little theater that is near him, he was like, hey, you gotta come see this. And I was like, put me down as a yes, please. So basically, I went with him and his wife. It was this teeny tiny little theater. I don't think I've ever been in a smaller theater before. Just downtown.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was super small and like it was very intimate.
Ooh, that's a good word. I was going to say it earlier, but I was like, I got to hold off and you stole it from me.
Intimate.
Just like this bonus episode, guys.
Are you saying? Are you adding an N?
Yeah, it's a type of tea I drink. Intimate tea.
We should copyright that and sell that.
Ooh, TM.
No, intimate. Anyways, so it was tiny theater, super nice and small. And what was cool is they had like two aisles, and the characters would go up and down the aisles. They would use the aisles as part of it. So that was neat because you're constantly just like watching the characters walk by or, you know.
So you got to see more of Seymour.
Ooh, true. It's very true. And like in the, you would have loved this part. Because in the beginning, when they're singing Skid Row and you have all the bums and everything, the bums were like kind of like shuffling through the aisles like
Ooh,
to the beat.
Cool.
And also singing.
Down
they're all singing.
Skid Row.
Yeah. And
that's
cool. So they just kept like shuffling up and down the aisles like looking confused and drunk. And it was really fun. And I just stared at them. I was like, hey. They didn't respond.
Well, no, they wouldn't.
Yeah. But yeah, that was really cool. So I just liked how small it was because I felt like, I mean, we had like close to the back row of seats, and we were kind of like, oh, I hope we can see okay, and literally no difference from the front row because it was so small. So I really liked it. That's so cool. It was good.
I plan on seeing Little Shop of Horrors at some point in the future. I don't know when, but it's like one of my top, like, I got to see it live. Bucket list, you know? That's what I'm saying. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What? I thought that's what you said, but now I don't know. I'm second guessing myself.
Mm.
So what about this cast? Now, you had seen the movie version, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So these were new people bringing life to characters that you were familiar with.
Mm.
So what was that like to see different people kind of, you know, singing?
Embody the characters.
Embody. Like, what was this Seymour like? What was this Audrey like, you know?
Whoa.
Tell me things.
Yeah.
What was the dentist like?
Okay. So, calm down. Seymour was perfect. He was, he had the glasses, he had the look.
He had glasses on.
He had glasses, and that's all I cared about. I was like, as long as he has glasses, I'm good. He had a really, I thought, a really nice voice, but like not too nice where it like fit with the character. You know,
the Seymour voice. Like, yeah, that kind of dopey kind of schmuck.
Yeah, it's pronounced Mushnick.
Mushnick, sorry.
But like at one point, he pulled like a handkerchief from his back pocket. And then his whole pocket, you know, the inside came out and it was out for the rest of the time. And I was like, that's so Seymour. Definitely wasn't planned, but that's just so Seymour, you know? Yeah. I loved it. But yeah, he was great. Audrey, because Audrey's interesting because you don't necessarily want whoever plays her to like try too hard and be exactly like the Audrey in the movie, because that's just too much.
Yeah.
But she did a great job at like just kind of doing her own version, which was... It was similar, but she wasn't like trying really hard to do like the weird squeaky voice or anything.
Seymour.
Which is great. I love it. But, you know, she was doing her own version. I liked that. And, you know, she had the pipes and I was like, hello. And she didn't say hi back. And
she sang her solo and you stood up and said, hi.
I waved from the back row and she's like, ma'am, please sit down.
And she was like, the back row is the skid row.
Got it.
Oh, boy.
And the dentist. Okay. That was very interesting because he legitimately frightened me. Like, actually, for real. There was a couple times when, like, I knew he was going to come down the aisle and I was like, I swear if he touches me or, like, looks at me, I'm going to, like, puke.
So he was, like, creepy? Like, or just, like,
oh my,
legitimately, like... abusive, scary type of?
I mean, it was, yeah, like, he was pretty mean, like, to Audrey on stage and that sort of thing. But then he had this really, really crazy, creepy laugh, which was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I legitimately was like,
what did it sound like, Elise?
Well, I really couldn't tell you.
I mean, you could.
It was so good. Like, it was, like, I always wonder how people laugh so convincingly. Like, it's completely fake. But it sounds so real.
It's called acting.
It sounded like a hyena, but like more scary.
More scary than a hyena?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's only one thing scarier than a hyena.
Uh-oh.
And it's a singing dentist.
A pair of hyenas. Oh.
I like my answer better.
Yeah, you're right. But he was horrifying, and I think he was my brother's favorite because he was just so good and so creepy.
Yeah, the dentist is probably one of my favorite characters in Little Shop of Horrors anyway, so... I'd probably gravitate towards that no matter who played him.
Mm.
What about Audrey, too? Was Audrey, too, was that a good voice?
Yeah, great voice. Sounded very similar to the movie. Really, really good singer. And they did like a, it was just like a really large puppet, basically.
Yeah.
So it was cool because when, spoiler alert, the plant eats people. And so when
the plant eats people.
Not preferential. But when he would eat someone, it looked really real because you just see like the mouth and then the person just gets sucked in because it was like the plant was puppeteered out of a hole in the set. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, they show you at
you're
the
getting
end.
Real technical. I'm not following.
Ooh, very technical. There was a
out
hole,
a
in,
hole
the set.
In the set.
But yeah, that was really realistic for, I mean, because, you know, I'm prepared for that to not look very real. But it did. I was proud.
Cool. Yeah, I always wondered how they pulled that off on stage. It's got to be pretty entertaining. But I'm sure there's some productions where you're like, oh boy. But that's cool that you saw it where it was like, hey, that's pretty impressive.
And his mouth always moved right to the words, like it wasn't any sort of weird, like, Japanese film where, you know, they're talking and then the mouth moves 10 minutes later.
Yeah, the mouth is just moving on beat like, ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, nope, wasn't like that. When the plant was smaller, you know, he would hold it in his hand and then he would use his other hand to move it. He'd have it inside and move it. But then he had like a fake arm that was like going inside his pocket, I think. But like it looked like I could figure it out because, you know, I'm not dumb. But it looked very real, I thought. And it was funny because he would, you know, obviously like pretend like he didn't notice it was moving and then he would spot it and try to hold it down. And it was his own arm.
That's fun. That's hilarious. So fun.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Oh, but I do have to ask, though. So that means you must have seen the original ending, not the movie version.
In the middle of it, I leaned over to my brother and I was like, just so you know, because I didn't want him to be like shocked. I was like, it's not going to be the same ending. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen. Right. But it's not going to be the same. And he was like, what? I've seen the ending because you showed it to me. So I was not shocked. But yeah, they did that pretty much the same as like the alternate movie ending.
But is it like the alternate movie ending? We've talked about this. Like if you want to go back and listen to our original episode on this, you can, but there's like a 7 minute long version of the plants taking over the world.
That doesn't
happen in the stage version. Great. I mean, the plants take over the world, but it's not like this long, dramatic, like takeover King Kong style, you know? It's
right,
not like that,
of course
right?
not. Well, yeah, they're not Michael Bay. So yeah, what they did was, you know, everybody gets eaten and then they sell the plant to everybody. And then all the characters actually come back on the stage and they were all dressed as plants and they were singing the song.
That's so silly.
Yeah, but it was...
they were dressed as plants.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, it was good.
You know, in the movie version, if you watch the alternate version, everybody dies and you never see them again. But I knew in the play version, they come back out on stage and they sing a little bit more. So it kind of gives you that connection
closure
to the characters again.
Yeah,
closure. I assume that that version is more effective on stage than it is in the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they sing the Don't Feed the Plants song
all together. Yeah.
But I feel like that works better too. Like that ending works a lot better than like the happy-go-lucky ending for the stage performance.
Do you have a favorite part of the live version that you saw?
I was really looking forward to hearing Suddenly Seymour because it's my favorite song. My brother was apparently singing it all day before we watched it and annoying his wife. And she was like, can you please not sing that ever again? I never want to hear that song ever. But yeah, I was really looking forward to that. And it did not disappoint. Let me tell you.
Really?
It did not disappoint. Because Audrey 1 has...
Audrey 1. Just Audrey. You can just call her Audrey.
Audrey Part 1 has an amazing voice. She started singing by herself, I believe. And then a couple minutes later, I kind of got a little spooked because I heard all these voices behind me and I thought the audience was singing. But I turned around and I realized like all the other characters were lining the back of the theater and they were just joining in for that song.
That's cool.
So yeah, it was really nice because it built up and it was a bunch of people singing together and it sounded really good and it was powerful, man. It's powerful.
Yeah, that's really cool that it was like all around you.
It was surround sound.
What? Da-do?
Da-do. So would you like to hear it?
Oh, you have that one recorded?
Yeah, because I was like, they're about to sing this. I need to just do a little voice recording so that I can listen to this later and treasure it forever. So.
Show us. Well, she does have a good voice. Oh, those people. Oh, that's so good. That's so impressive.
Tiny little theater.
he sounds like Seymour, too, like what you would expect. That's so good. Ooh, she went there.
And she did not come back.
So, I have a question.
Question?
Was this live instruments as well?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting. It was too tiny to have, like, a full band or anything. So, they actually just had, like, I think it was a keyboard and a drum, like one little drum. I feel like there was something else. Like, it was just like three dudes.
Probably bass, because there's a lot of sweet bass lines in this musical.
Sweet bass. Yeah, because I remember commenting on it like, oh, I kind of wish there was more like orchestra. But I mean, it fit like the vibe and how small it was, and and it was cool because they use the instruments, like the keyboard would like do a little sound effect or something, like if the plant was
chewing,
something like that. I can't remember exactly.
I like when they don't just like sing along to a track; they actually tried to pull it off live, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I think the most interesting thing to me was, well, I shouldn't say that. Just another interesting thing was just like the added songs, because I just didn't realize that there were added songs. Like the dentist has a song, I think the dentist sings it with Seymour when he's sitting in the chair. It's just the gas. I think he's dying, but then he's like laughing, and so he's explaining like it's just the gas, like I actually need help or whatever. But like I liked that a lot, because I thought that was like more dentist time, which we needed.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta love more dentist time.
I know I do. 2:30.
Time for dentist.
I knew you were going to say that. In the original, did they sing Don't Feed the Plants? Or was it a different...
At the very end?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. That's for the play.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But like, I really liked that.
Yeah, I like that song too. That's the only one I can think of that I really remember from listening to the stage version.
Oh, okay.
And I liked that song too. I thought it was nice. Well, I mean, nice is a weird way to put it, but I thought it was a good song.
Yeah, it is. And then Mushnick and Son, it was really funny, because Mushnick like gets down on one knee and like proposes that they join the company together. And or he kind of joins his company, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so it's this really weird, like, father-son, but, like, they, like, dance together, like, ballroom style. And
that sounds good.
Also, Mushnick, I don't know if it's, like, on purpose completely, but the guy who played him was very awkward. So, like, when he danced, it was just 10 times funnier because it was awful.
Let's say it was on purpose.
Yeah, it was on purpose then. But that was just like a fun little surprise. So I was like, ooh, I haven't heard this song. Okay. It's like when your favorite band comes out and then they're like, also, new song, who dis?
New song, who dis?
And I was like, okay.
Did you find yourself kind of singing along with the old songs?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like the ones you were familiar with?
Yeah.
Like your brother was like elbowing you, like, freaking stop singing.
Yeah, I really did have to 100% hold myself back from Suddenly Seymour, because I really wanted to hear it. I didn't want to hear my own voice. But it's very difficult because I would usually mouth it so I'm not disturbing others. Try to be respectful.
That's very polite of you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pretty polite person. So I think everybody needs to go see this live, because it's just so fun. I forgot to mention, but those, like the three women who...
The Dadu.
Yeah.
Those ladies.
What do we call them?
I know they have a name. They're kind of like narrators in a way.
Yeah.
But maybe the chorus? Do we call them the chorus girls, maybe?
Sure. Let's do that.
Okay. There's got to be a better name. The Doo-Wop.
The Dadu.
Ladies. The Dadu sisters.
The Dadu crew.
The Dadu crew.
I like that.
Oh, can you play that recording of the Dadu that you have? The
Dadu. Yeah. That's so this is when Seymour talks about going and finding the plant. Yeah. 'Cause he knows you see the strange plants on the hobby.
It got very dark, and I heard a strange humming noise like something from another world. And when the light came back...
Yeah, they're good da-doers. And the band sounds good, too. They don't sound thin like you would expect them to. $1.95.
But the ladies,
ladies,
they were great. There was, my brother and I talked about it later, but there was one girl who she would occasionally struggle on like the same, I forget which song it was, but on like the same note. Like she just was like, not quite there. But like that, it was literally one song, but every other song, they nailed it, crushed those harmonies. They had all their moves down. And what I liked about them is they were in every scene. Like, they were literally right there. Like, they would be on the side, like, sitting, like, talking to each other, or they'd be involved in the scene somehow. I mean, it was just really cool because they weren't just, like, side characters or, like...
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, very involved, and they would narrate, like, everything, and they would interact with all the characters, and they'd walk up and down the aisles, like, singing, and I really liked them, and I felt like they added a lot.
That's cool. I gotta go see this.
Yeah.
I really should. I'm kind of mad you saw it before I did, because I've been a fan of this for such a long time, and, like, you haven't seen it until, like, earlier this year.
Well, or you could look at it as... You know, you did a great thing by introducing me to this musical, and now I can enjoy it too.
That's what I'll do.
Okay. Also, have you tried to see if it's gonna be in your area ever? Or
yeah, I looked up a bunch of Broadway plays. Not local stuff, but like some of the Broadway touring plays that are coming around. I think Book of Mormon is actually in Orlando right now, and I'm like, ah, so close, but so far. But I want to see that again. There's a lot of really good Broadway plays coming to my area soon. So I'm sure we're going to do another episode like this very soon.
Yeah.
Because I really want to go see A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Well, I think that's going to do it for our bonus episode. What do you think?
Yep.
I mean, do you have anything else to say? I have nothing.
I was going to say dadu, but that didn't fit with the context.
Yeah.
So just forget it.
We'll try to work it in more. You know, we've stopped saying it in normal episodes. We need to start working dadu back into.
And listen up, everyone. You can buy a mug that says dadu on it with Audrey 2, okay? Wait, did you draw that or is that just like...
I drew that.
You drew that? He drew that on a mug. He personally drew it on a mug for you.
Yeah.
Dadu.
And it says dadu with a question mark. You can go to redbubble.com/people/Jamestown. That's JAYMES town. I know that's why nobody's bought one.
But here's the deal. What if you...
Well, you have one.
I have one, guys, and it works. I
drink it keeps drinks. Liquid in it?
Yeah. I drink drinks out of it all the time, and it doesn't spill. It doesn't leak.
Da-do?
It looks cool, and then everybody that comes over is like, what is that? And I'm like, let me tell you. And I tell them.
It's a good conversation piece is what you're saying.
Yeah. If you're worried about like, what am I going to say to these people coming over to my house? Then you just buy these mugs and then you talk about it.
Problem solved.
But also, can't you put a link to that in the description of the episode or something? I think you can.
Yeah, probably. I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yep. There it is. Go buy those. Sometimes when you buy two, you get like a discount. So you could also buy... like a spoiled little baby mug, or you could buy, what other mugs do we have?
We have a We Really Like Musicals mug. And also, I have a new mug I'm working on with just like names of a bunch of different characters from musicals. And it's really cool. That's really, like we were kind of kidding earlier about conversation piece, but that one really is a conversation piece. Because you're like, oh, what names are these musicals from? Mm-hmm. And what name is this musical from? So, yeah, that's kind of fun. So, yeah, buy that stuff.
Yeah,
has this whole episode just been an ad?
If you guys don't like coffee, there's other stuff as well. You can buy stickers. You can buy other things.
Shirts. Yeah, we got things. Cool. Well, that's going to do it for our first bonus episode. And, I mean, Little Shop of Horrors. If you don't know, now you know.
Mr. President.
Bye.
See ya.
Musicals. Jazz hands.